Welcome to Skin in the City by Glow Skincare. I'm your host, Casey Boone.
And I'm your co-host and honorary esthetician, Haley. This is a podcast for estheticians and even more importantly, the lifestyle of an esthetician.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Okay, so do all nail places make a pack to use the exact same lotion? You know which one I'm talking about. It's like the pinkish-orange one, and it has a very distinct smell. Like, you know that smell.
You're not smelling, like, the acrylic, right?
No, I'm not smelling the acrylic. I know what it smells like because, you know, scent is actually the
strongest
that is tied to memory.
Right.
So we have a nail place that was just started renting next door.
We have new neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I just walked past to get my sweater out of the car.
Uh-huh.
And I got like a whiff of the lotion and it literally took me to the last time I got my nails done, which was 800 years ago.
Yeah.
But it's a lotion.
Yeah.
It's a, like pinkish orange lotion.
No, I know.
It has that smell.
And it's in like a plastic clear bottle. It's kind of foggy.
Yes. It's like, I'm like, is that the only nail place? Like, there's billions of lotions.
And like way better lotions.
Yeah.
Like, why are they using this like...
That's what I'm wondering. Did they all make a pact?
I don't know.
What is happening? I kind of want to go next door and like ask. Yeah, do any of you guys do nails? If so, do you use this specific lotion?
Probably not, but maybe you do.
Or maybe you, maybe someone works for you who does it. I need to know where to get the lotion, maybe.
Oh, you want it.
I don't know if I want, I just want to know where they get it. Like, I'm just
curious. It's probably
curious.
From like, you know, a nail supply or beauty supply. Because, you know, like sometimes I'll go to like a Salon Centric or mm-hmm. what's the other one?
We were just there. Cosmoprof?
Cosmoprof, mm-hmm. like something like that, where it's like mostly hair, but then they'll have like a tiny little section for skin and mm-hmm. a tiny little section for like nails.
Mm-hmm.
And there's probably like two.
It's like the nail lotion.
It's the nail lotion.
It's called. Like, you know, you guys know what I'm talking
but
about.
But like, why haven't they evolved? Like, can
that's
we
what I'm
can
wondering.
We step it up?
There's got to be better lotions.
No,
out
there definitely is, but it's interesting the culture. Right.
Yeah.
Just like as estheticians, we have like a culture.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I feel like this podcast, I'm trying to step away from a lot of the things that are in the culture.
Right,
because every
right.
time I start like scrolling, I'm deeply triggered.
I know.
Which means I need to also like look at myself, like, why am I being so like triggered by this?
Yeah.
It's
good for you
like,
for knowing that.
Yeah.
Good
but like, why does it like bother me? But I think it's because like it feels, a lot of it can feel like salesy and ingenuine
mm-hmm.
and like that bothers me. But I think I also like at one point like felt like I wanted to be a part of it
mm-hmm.
because you want to fit in.
You want to be included.
You always want to be included.
Yes.
And I feel like literally my whole life, I've always felt like a little bit of like an outsider because
yeah.
I am.
Yeah.
By now at 35, like I'm finally starting to like embrace it.
Mm-hmm.
But those old feelings like still come up of mm-hmm. like not quote unquote like fitting in.
That is so funny you say that.
Why?
Because I literally just experienced this like last week.
Okay.
Like I'm not the kind of person who's like ever cared that much about like fitting in.
Yeah,
I was never like cool. I was never like popular.
Right.
I was always on like the outskirts of those people. Like I wasn't like super weird with my retainer. I mean, I was weird with my retainer.
And your Harry Potter glasses.
And my Harry Potter glasses.
You're so cute, though.
It was a vibe, though. And this is, I'm not joking. Like, it sounds like I'm joking, but I'm being very serious.
Uh-huh.
But I was always on, like, the outskirts of, like, the cool kids.
Yeah.
And so now, this is, like, totally off topic, but it's still somehow related.
No. Yeah.
It's probably relatable also.
Uh-huh.
So, like, now I'm a mom.
Mm-hmm.
So now there's, like, the mom group, right? There's just, like, and I live in, like, a quote-unquote, like, small-ish town. It's, like, suburbia where I live.
It's super suburbia. I hate it, guys. But,
hey, yeah,
it's very nice.
It's
beautiful. It's clean. It's
mm-hmm.
safe.
Yeah. It's a good place to raise kids.
It's quieter than, like, where we live in L.A.
Yeah. So
I live.
And I'm, like, close enough to L.A. Like, if I still want this, I can come get it.
Yeah.
But anyway, So there was like this huge like mom party, like literally they called it like the mom mixer.
That makes me kind of want to throw up.
It's yeah. So like,
okay.
My like girlfriend and I were hanging out last night. She's also a mom.
Right.
We met at a mom's group.
Right.
Okay. And then she's like, did you hear about the mom mixer? And I'm like, no, because if you guys know me, you know I'm not on Instagram ever.
Yeah.
But they're all posting like crazy. There was like over 200 of them that got together. It was like a white party. It was a whole thing.
But you guys didn't get invited?
So no, it was like you had to buy a ticket to go.
Okay.
And of course, I'm not on Instagram. So how would I even know to buy the ticket?
Yeah.
But she's on and she saw. So she told me about it. And then so like I went on Instagram literally one day, probably in the last month.
Yeah, that's when you DM'd me too.
Yeah.
And like a 10-month-old DM
you're like,
I sent her.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
And it was the day of after the mixer. So it's in everyone's stories.
Okay.
And I'm like watching this and I'm like so sad that I wasn't there.
Oh, no.
I was like, it was probably fun.
Okay. You think so?
Yeah. Like it looked good.
Okay. Like, it wasn't like the moms that you hate.
I mean, I'm sure there are some people that like I don't vibe with.
Yeah.
But I'm like, my friends were there. Like some of my actual mom friends were there.
Okay.
And so first of all, I need to ask them how it was. But second of all, I felt like so left out. And I was like, wanted to be there because I didn't even know to buy the tickets.
But that's weird that they even wouldn't say anything like at your group. Like,
yeah.
Oh, are you going?
Yeah. Because it was sold out. It literally, so there was like a mom influencer who put it on and it sold out. Literally a mom influencer.
Okay.
And it sold out.
Okay.
It was like 220. It was at Lake Sherwood.
Okay.
So I don't know if there's
It's in like Westlake, guys, which if you live in LA, if you know about Westlake, it's.
I mean, it's called Lake Sherwood. I'm pretty sure like just the sound of it explains what it seems like. It's a white party for moms called the Mom Mixer.
For white moms.
For very white moms. Like, I'm just so curious. So I'm going to talk. I'm going to see my moms tomorrow and I'm going to talk to them.
You're going to see the moms tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to see how it actually was.
But your friend, she didn't say anything to you like, hey, we should go?
No, she told me, but it was already sold out. Because she's like, how do we get into this? And I was like, I don't know.
Secret society.
I guess so.
Yeah.
But yeah, the point is.
So you were feeling
I felt like a little left out. I was like, oh, that probably would have been like fun, maybe. But then I also might have not actually wanted to go.
It's like 50-50. Mm-hmm. I think lots of times, because that's exactly how I was feeling sometimes. Like when I'm like start to go through Instagram, I'm like, wait, no, like I don't even know if I'd actually want to be there. But then it's like, why wasn't I?
You just wanted
invited.
The opportunity. Yeah. Yeah.
And then I'm like, I would say no.
Right, you just want the invitation, but not to actually go.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah,
yeah. And there's just like certain things. It's like, well, why didn't they ask me? Or like, why am I not doing this? Like, right when you start to like compare yourself to like what other people are doing, and then I'm like, wait, no, I would probably not want to go. Or if I did go, it wouldn't be as like
glamorous as it looks on Instagram.
Most of the time, it's not.
Yeah.
But yeah, just
I know I'm gonna have to talk to them and see how
keep
it
us updated.
Was. I know
keep us updated on what happens. But you know, it's sometimes hard to watch what everybody else is doing and then like compare yourself and like I'm just telling you like it's stupid. But like I do it too.
Yeah, and I have to say this is probably very actually on topic right now because this time of year can be so hard.
I think that's what it is. It's like. End of year feels.
It's end of year. The holidays are tricky for a lot of people for like emotional reasons. Mm-hmm. And then that's just going to stir up other things.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden you're scrolling on Instagram and you're like, everyone's going to cool parties and I'm at home feeling sad.
Yeah.
But I feel like it's not true.
Mm-hmm.
You can change the story that you tell yourself, like we were talking about last week. You know, you can change the story in your head because it's not true. But this time of year, it's like, it's colder, it's darker. There is just like this like natural, and I felt it so much this year, natural like decline in your mood. And I think this, again, this is just my personal feeling and opinion that I've been feeling recently. It's like, we're supposed to kind of go like in a downward trend right now. We're supposed to like.
It's seasonal.
We're supposed to slow down.
Yeah.
We're supposed to sleep more. We're supposed to be like a little bit more like inward and quiet. But I think. The holidays and the shopping and the consumerism and the light. It's like it's almost like a distraction from like self and a distraction of not feeling like a little bit like lower. And you have to go low to feel that high again. Like you can't always be just riding the high wave.
Yeah.
It's just like it's not realistic. And I think it's actually beautiful to like go up and down with like how you're feeling and go up and down with like how much you work or, you know, how much whatever it is.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And I think there's ebbs and flows to all things.
So much ebbs and flows. And I feel like I'm proud of Haley and I for really kind of like leaning into that more this year. And I've just been reflecting a lot and I want to lean into that like even more. Like not feeling guilty about saying no, not actually feeling like left out or having FOMO because I was like the queen of FOMO. But then I'm like half the time when I go, I'm not actually even like,
you're like, wait, this isn't even what I like, thought or wanted.
No. Yeah. But I do have like a hard time like sitting still, but like I'm challenging myself. Like, can you sit still? And also when you do sit still, when you're like, quote unquote, like running around and saying yes to all the parties or whatever's going on, like, what am I actually like avoiding?
Yeah. Well, and whenever you're saying yes to something, you're automatically saying no to something else.
Potentially, yeah.
Yeah. If you're saying
even
yes,
if it's like me cleaning out my garage.
Yeah. For anything. Like,
yeah.
And it doesn't have to be a bad thing, but it's like, okay, if you're saying yes to a client, that means you're saying no to your free time.
Yeah. To going home early.
Yeah. There's always something. There's
lunch
always
break.
A yes and no.
Yeah.
There's always, and it doesn't always have to be bad.
Yes.
It doesn't always have to be good.
Totally.
It doesn't even have to be labeled.
Yeah.
But that's just, it's the give and take.
Yeah.
You know, this is just more ebbs and flows and fluctuations in your time and your schedule and your mood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think so many times we think like, well, if we buy this, if we see one more client, if we make more money, if we go to that party, we're going to be happier.
Yeah.
But we're actually like, so many times we're not.
No.
And I've just like experienced that so much. But in this year, like, I feel like I've let myself like resensitize to who I actually am. And then I'm just like really feeling this fucking decline, you know, this winter, you know, hibernation time.
Yeah.
And I'm like still like trying to fight it a little bit. It's like I'm in like,
because it's not your happy place.
But could it be?
Yeah.
I think it could.
Yeah.
I think it could. So it's like, you know, it's like I promise myself, like I'm not overbooking myself. I'm only saying yes to things that really feel good. And then if I say yes, I can change my mind and say no. And, you know, it's like I'm giving myself like a long period of time to like not travel, which is like a big deal for me.
Yeah.
I'm like just more like downtime right now, like longer periods of time of like quietness and like more stillness. But I can see myself like fighting it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then it's like I'm overwhelmed and I'm anxious. And it's like today on the computer, Haley and I were just, Haley's laughing hysterically.
Like hysterically.
Like,
yeah.
And I was telling her, I was like, I've just been, like, we've been doing too much shit on the computer. Like, I need to get up. I need to move around. Like, I need to do some like creative stuff. So it's just this time of year.
Yeah.
And hopefully you guys can like, I know most of you probably are so fucking busy. But I know then there's also people listening that like, wish they were busy and they're stressed out because they're not making enough money or they're feeling obligated that they have to buy gifts. And I just want to tell you, like, you don't have to.
Yeah, you are not obligated to do anything.
I know, easier said than done.
Yeah,
and I'm still battling that myself.
Yeah.
But just don't forget, like, it's okay to slow down right now, even when the world is telling you to not slow down. It's slow down.
The world is not usually the best thing to be listening to.
Typically not.
Yeah.
Typically not.
Yeah.
I would say listen to yourself.
Yeah.
And hopefully you can like get through this holiday season and then, and also like learn, right? Did you, did you take on too much? Do you want a little bit more? Like what do you want for next year?
Yeah.
Or what do you want for the rest of this year? We still have a couple weeks left.
Right. Yeah. I'm like, you don't need to be getting on your 2024 bandwagon just yet.
No.
I mean, you can if you want to start planning, but like, don't give up on this year, you know? Don't give up. This year's not done.
Yeah. I mean, like Haley and I are just like, you know, like a couple weeks ago, I was like, okay, I'm winding up for like to hit it hard for like another couple weeks. And then we're going to like take a little Christmas holiday break. And then this week I'm like, nope.
Yeah.
Like I just, I can't do it.
Yeah. You said on Monday, you're like, I'm canceling everything.
I'm literally canceling life.
And that's,
I was like, canceling life.
You just had to pay attention to
yourself. People calling me and emailing me and pushing me to spend money and do all this stuff. And I'm like, leave me alone.
Yeah.
Like it's not going anywhere.
No.
It's not going anywhere.
And if it is, then it wasn't meant to be.
Yeah. I'm like, I can't make one more decision right now.
Decision fatigue.
Decision fatigue. I feel like with like work stuff, I've been feeling like, again, like in a creative rut. But that's just because I'm like, haven't given myself space to like play. So I'm like, I need to play more. Whatever that, you know, means.
Yeah. I think that's why I was just laughing hysterically earlier today.
Yeah. I'm like, after this, like, we're fucking done.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to give you a facial, which grounds me.
Right.
That's going to be good for both of us.
Fantastic.
We'll probably film a couple TikToks just because I feel like that's like fun for me and I already have the idea.
Yeah.
And then I'm just like stepping outside of all of this. Mm-hmm. Like I literally just want like turn off the computer, turn off the phone, like everyone emailing me, asking me for money. Like it's freaking wild. Wild.
Yeah. You're like, get out of my bank
account. Yeah. Literally. I'm like, hold on. Like, I'll just call you next year.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, why do I have this like urge to be like,
because
they're like, you can lock in this price right now.
It was like what we were talking about a couple weeks ago with the like panic shopping for Black Friday.
And they're doing it to me.
Yeah,
and
it's don't like, do it.
No, I'm not.
Yeah.
Okay. So I, you know, we've already signed up to do the trade show, the skincare trade show in Vegas. It's IECSE.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really excited because actually I was hanging out with mom and dad yesterday and they're going to come with us, which I'm really excited for.
Yeah.
Like my dad's like literally never been to Vegas.
Never.
Like, ever.
Never.
But I'm excited that like he wants to like experience it. And mom's like really excited and she's already talking about like all of her outfits. So
amazing.
But anyhow, I've been like in the works of building out like a custom booth for us because I think it's like time.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'm like, is it time? Because it's expensive.
It's expensive.
It's a lot of money. But I think it, you know, visually it's going to look beautiful and it's going to work better for us, like storing all the products. But anyhow, yeah, this company, like I've been working with them and they're just like pushing me so hard to like spend bazillions of dollars. And I'm like, I don't need this booth until next year. So like, you're going to have to wait.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't like the manipulation.
No. Just like, if you buy it now, then the price can't go up.
Yeah. And then I have like our manufacturer, like, calling me and emailing me and texting me at all hours of the day and night to like push me to like start this new product, which I really do want to do.
Yeah.
Like I'm so excited about this.
I'm like, excited too.
But
yeah,
I think I need to just wait because they're like, you can, if you do it now, like we can try and get it to you before like Christmas. I'm like, I don't need it then. Like
we're not ready. Yeah. No, don't panic buy. No panic buying.
And it's like, also, that's like a lot of money.
Yeah, we're not panic buying, you know, a new sweater, you know?
Yeah, I should probably go panic buy a sweater. That'd be better than...
That'd be way more fun.
Spending however many bazillions of dollars.
All
anyhow.
Bazillions.
Just thought we'd share.
Yeah.
Just thought we'd share.
On this manic Monday.
Just another manic Monday. It's actually more like... The weather outside is frightful, and Casey Boone's skincare is super delightful. Okay.
Good job.
Thank you.
I like that.
I've been singing.
Mm-hmm.
So.
You sounded great.
Thanks.
So I'm proud of you.
Thanks. So I feel like I need to lean into that, which is also terrifying.
I love when you sing.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'm going to sing. So if you guys didn't know, half of our family's Jewish, and we're celebrating Hanukkah on Sunday. And
yeah, happy Hanukkah to everyone.
Happy Hanukkah.
Celebrate.
We always like kind of do like a halvesies celebrate. We're not going to celebrate the 8 nights, but we always do like a Hanukkah celebration.
I'm going to do the 8 nights.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
For Clark?
Yeah.
That's cute.
We did it last year too.
That's cute.
I know.
Do you have your menorah?
We have the menorah. I already have the candles.
Great. I love that.
And then I read, you know, the Torah.
I love that.
But I do it in English.
Yes.
Yeah.
Haley's more Jewish than me, obviously.
I just love tradition.
No, I like it too. I just like, should I read it to the dog?
Yeah, Akira would love it.
I did have a menorah last year, but then I threw it away because I didn't like it. It was like a plastic shitty one. I need like a cute aesthetic one.
Was it that whale one that we found at
No, Target? I never got that one.
Oh.
But you know who has a cute one?
Savon.
Yep.
Yeah.
You already know. Savon Aya. She's Aya. I don't know.
She's an
Aya. She's an influencer.
She's fun to follow.
She's so good to follow. She's like my inspo, but I'm just like, I don't have that much energy sometimes.
Yeah.
She's like crazy.
She is crazy.
She's like nonstop, type A to the fucking max.
I know.
Has what, like two businesses plus like her own like influencer shit. She's wild.
Yeah. And she's a mom and she's a wife and
Yeah. All the things. She does everything.
She cooks. I'm like, how do you have time to cook and work out?
She has a lot of people helping her.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
She would have to.
I mean, her husband works for her or they work together. Anyhow. Yeah. It's a family affair. Good
we love
for them.
A family affair.
Inspo for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But she had a cute menorah under her like gifts.
I'm
like,
maybe. Yeah.
But I love that you're going to do that for Clark.
Yeah, it's fun.
It is fun.
Yeah.
But anyhow, I'm going to sing for
Hanukkah.
Hanukkah.
You are? What song?
Yeah. Oh, Hanukkah. Oh, Hanukkah. No, just kidding.
The Adam Sandler
song. Come light the menorah. Yeah, I'm going to sing the Adam Sandler Hanukkah song. Does he have a Hanukkah song?
Yeah, it's you should listen to it.
I like the Adam Sandler turkey song, but I haven't heard the Hanukkah song.
You know he has a Hanukkah song.
Or maybe I've heard it.
Of course you have.
Anyhow, probably going to sing Let It Be because I feel like Becca would like that.
Yeah.
The Beatles.
Yeah.
And then maybe I'll do... I've been doing Killing Me Softly, and I was singing it with Dad yesterday.
Oh,
so
nice.
Maybe I'll have Dad bring the guitar.
That's festive, you know.
Killing Me Softly.
Yeah.
That's how I feel this winter. Everything's
season.
Killing Me Softly. It's actually killing me aggressively.
Oh, my gosh.
So I've been leaning into that more, and I think it's helping me creatively express myself. Mm. And I'm excited to see where this goes.
Yeah.
But it's also taking a little bit of energy. Like, I feel like I'm like realigning.
Mm.
Like, you know, like you go to a chiropractor, like one leg is a little longer than the other.
Oh my gosh.
And I feel like the singing is like realigning me back to like my true essence.
That's amazing.
But I'm scared to know what's going to happen next.
Casey Boone residency in Vegas 2035.
Exactly. So stay tuned. Yeah, stay tuned. See what happens with that.
I love a residency in Vegas.
Yeah, we'll start a separate podcast where I'm singing for you guys.
Oh my gosh.
It's like karaoke, but a podcast.
Yeah. I'm already like figuring out how my new job is going to work for your residency.
I know. How is that going to work? Well, you got to keep running Casey Boone Skincare too.
I mean, this will be the side hustle.
I know.
While I'm helping you get your residency up and going.
My residency.
It'll be like costumes. Like
costumes.
You know, I'll be like hiring like the choreographers and all that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'll be the first EDM residency.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Brandon will do all the music.
Yeah, and Dom Dalla too.
Dom Dalla can come. Yeah, Dad will help write the music and produce
it. Well, I'm the writer.
Okay, you're going to write it. Dad will help you, though.
I already have my first song title.
Oh, what is it?
I can't tell you yet.
Oh, okay.
I can't give you away everything.
No, it's fine. And then...
But give me a few years.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Anyhow, I think it's fun to have like side project, side ambition. I'm actually like putting zero pressure on myself or trying to. Like, it's good to have like ambition, and I'm so down to have the residency in 2035.
Yeah, you're honored.
I'm honored. Yeah, I can already see it. I am. I'm really honored. And I started late in my career, but you know, I'm here.
Started from the bottom, now we're here.
Exactly. But I have been known to start late and catch up.
Mm.
So even though I like started early with at like becoming an esthetician, there's other things that I've done in my life where like I started late.
Yeah.
So.
It's never too late to start something.
No.
I
think so many people are like, oh, well, I'm X, Y, and Z, so I can't X, Y, and Z. And that's fucking bullshit.
No, I love when people email and they're like, I'm 45 and I'm in esthetician school. I'm like, great.
So cool.
Fab.
It's never too late.
No, because if that's what you really want to do, then do it.
And when you just, we all have our own path. And again, like, I think for like women too, like, don't think you're dead at like
any age.
Period. Yeah. Like, I'm just getting started, but it's crazy to think like society has told women that like we're old at 35.
I
and
know.
Like, that's sickening.
It's so psychotic.
I'm like, I haven't even peaked yet.
No.
Like, what do you mean?
No.
Like, I have a couple wrinkles, but geez.
We're in our prime.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
We're getting there to our prime. So it's never too late to start. If you started early, that's also fucking amazing.
Yeah, because that just means you had more time under your belt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you can
never,
catch up.
You can never win the game too early.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
If you're early,
I've conquered the skincare game, so let's see what's next.
Yeah, keep winning at it, though.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're not done.
Yeah, no. Yeah. No.
But, you know, if you want to come to my 2035 residency in Vegas, email Haley, and she can put you on the list now.
Yeah, it's Haley at Casey Boone Residency, Las Vegas. .com.
I hope someone thinks this is funny. We're just entertaining ourselves.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Well... You guys, we love you. There's a chance we might not show up next week. I'm feeling.
Okay.
I feel like, but there's a chance we might.
Yeah.
We for sure will be taking a break on Christmas Day and New Year's Day.
Mm-hmm.
So like the 2 weeks after that.
Yeah.
I'm going to vibe out next week.
Yeah. We'll see how we feel.
It might be like 3 minutes like we love you.
Yeah.
You know, or maybe 10 minutes because it always turns into 10 minutes.
I know. Yeah.
But thank you for another year of Skin in the City podcast.
Yes. Yeah.
we have grown our following and our listeners and our community like so much this year. Yeah. I was like looking at the
our stats and everything.
Yeah. What was it? Like 67% of you are like new listeners like this
from this year.
From this year.
Which is great.
So cool.
Yeah.
So thank you. Keep sharing, keep spreading the word because mm-hmm. we want to build this community. Mm-hmm. We want it to feel like a fun, safe space where we're not talking at you, we're talking with you, we're mm-hmm. educating, but also you're getting a peek inside of our business and what Haley and I are doing and us as friends, as sisters, mm-hmm. as business, whatever we are.
People.
Business people.
Yeah.
All of the things. Mm-mm. And we can't wait to continue to share the journey in 2024.
Yeah. It's been a privilege.
Yes.
We love you guys.
Thank you so much. Make sure you're following me on all channels at Casey Boone Skincare.
You can also follow us at Skin in the City Podcast.
And we'll maybe see you next week. If not, we'll see you next year. But we'll probably see you next week for like a second.
Okay, probably a second.
Okay. Bye.